Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up, Shubas and Lincoln Hall, with help from The Hideout, will host the Tomorrow Never Knows Music Festival. It's a series of shows featuring some of the best up-and-coming indie rock bands on the scene today. It's a January tradition in Chicago, and past bands have included Bon Iver, Wild Bell, and Neon Indian. This year, the lineup's stacked with big names, including Lou Barlow, Bully, The Go Team, and my guest tonight, Torres.
Lay off me, would you? I'm just trying to take this new skin for a spin. Pray for me, would you? I'm just nervous about my family filing in. Ready to wrap me up. Ready to love me in this new skin I'm filling in. Who's that trying to speak for me? What is it that they claim to be? A child of God, much like yourself, you will find.
Also known as Mackenzie Scott, is a singer, songwriter, guitarist who's had a tremendous 2015 and is looking for bigger things in 2016. Her second album, Sprinter, was released this past summer, and she just finished up a tour opening for Garbage, and around the holidays, opened up for Slater Kinney as well. She's currently headlining a winter tour that brings her to Chicago. Torres, welcome to The Download.
Hi, thank you.
How often do you get through to Chicago?
I think I make it Chicago two or three times a year.
Yeah? Do you like playing here? What do you think of the audiences here?
Chicago audiences are the best. They're consistently, apart from New York, the best audiences that I have. I don't know what it is. They're very enthusiastic. I've never had a bad time in Chicago.
That's good. Well, what a year for you. I mean, you had a new record, a huge tour. You made all the year-end lists, the best stuff of 2015. When you have such a great year like that, do you feel pressure for the next year? Do you feel like you have to do better in 2016?
I don't feel pressure from any of those outlets or any of the... I'll say I don't feel any critical pressure. It's all personal pressure. I just have high standards for myself, so I set them and, you know, I plan accordingly to beat my own expectations.
Do you look at your career like that, where it's year to year, where, like, do you have that sort of moment, like we all do, reflective about what we did in 2015 and what we did in 2016? Are you making long-term goals for 2016?
Oh, absolutely. I do, I do that like everybody else does. I reflect and I actually make lists and I put them up on my mirrors, on my walls. Multiple lists. I'm a total list maker because I think that if you don't write down your goals, then you're actually not going to visualize them, and then you're not going to meet them.
As a musician, the goals sort of are they surrounding, like, hey, I want to get play bigger tour, I want to play, you know, the summer festivals, or is it more like I want to, you know, do this many new songs, I want to get in the studio this many times, that kind of thing?
They're usually pretty specific goals. Usually it'll be something, you know, I want to have an album out by this date and I want to submit for this specific tour that I know is going to be happening, or I want to go to Australia, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's usually a pretty specific goal.
Well, let's talk about your music. You know, you had such a great year in 2015, a critically acclaimed record, Sprinter. You know, when you got into music... it's interesting because your first love wasn't guitar. You were actually into piano, right?
Yeah, I did start on piano. I wouldn't say that I loved it, but I played it.
Talk about your relationship with the guitar, because it's a big part of your music now. And the reason I ask is because it wasn't your first instrument.
Yeah, I picked up the guitar in high school. And when I did that, it was solely a vehicle for the lyrics that I was singing, that I was writing. But for me, the guitar has actually evolved into something just as exciting to me as writing lyrics and getting to sing them. It's like an entire entirely new voice apart from my own singing voice that I get to control as well. It's a melody maker.
Yeah.
It's about melody, and it gives me the opportunity to sing one melody and play another at the same time.
Yeah, and it's funny because for the WGN radio listener out there that may not be familiar with your work, you know, you mentioned high school, and maybe they think, oh, that was so long ago. But for you, I mean, I think you're under 25 years old, right? It's like right around that age, but you're still learning that instrument. How much are you learning, or what are the new things that you're finding out about playing guitar as you move forward in your career?
I like to try and think of it as learning. I honestly get pretty discouraged with actually my limits on the guitar. I find it to be an incredibly frustrating instrument only because I'm not as good as I want to be. So believe it or not, that's actually a struggle that I really have. But that being said, I make it work for myself. I work within the parameters of my own abilities, which are honestly quite limited on the guitar. Because my fingers just don't move that quickly. And I write, I guess, parts on the guitar that are going to best serve what I'm doing live. I write parts that I can play.
Yeah, but as a musician, I mean, for you constantly being on tour, I mean, you're obviously proficient. And you know, for you to say that you're limited in your skills, it doesn't show up in your music. I mean, that's one of the great things about it. I mean, when you listen to it, is that it is, the guitar is a big part of what you do. So, you know, how do you expand the limits? Is it just through playing, or are you experimenting with learning more about the instrument? How do you approach the craft when you're constantly playing?
Well, one thing I really like to do is get different pedals to play through, because it changes the way, I mean, it changes the tone. And when you change the tone of the instrument, then all of a sudden you get different ideas for how to change what you're playing to better suit that tone. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is I like to just experiment with pedals that I'm playing through, and it changes the way that I'm hearing the instrument. And then it kind of forces me each time I do that to not do the natural thing that my fingers are inclined to do on the fretboard. I like to keep things weird, I guess. I like to keep things weird so that I don't get too conditioned to a certain way of playing. I think if you keep what you're doing a mystery to yourself, then you're going to constantly be trying to find new ways to use the instrument.
You know, for you, it seems like it might be a benefit to the fact that you were self-taught.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I have taken years and years of music theory, you name it, anything that is, out of a book, anything that is traditional, I've learned it all. I took college classes. I took those kinds of classes in high school, extracurricular classes. I mean, I did all of that. I did the theory, and I don't remember any of it. I don't. Being self-taught is something, it's something that I can rely on. I can rely on myself to write and to play what it is that I want to write and play.
We're talking with Taurus, who is playing at Lincoln Hall as part of the Tomorrow Never Knows Music Festival, which will be the 15th. You know, we talked so much about the instrumentation and the guitar, but the strength and the focal point of your music is definitely your lyrics. It talks a lot about your religious upbringing in Georgia. Talk about the idea of putting your whole life out there for everybody. That exercise of being very personal and putting all of your, you know, your personal life in the listener's ears.
I only share with the world what I want to share. I only put into the songs what I want to put into the songs. So, you know, what I'm offering in the art is what I'm willing to share and what I'm willing to discuss and what I'm willing to have people in on. Of course, there are things people don't know about me.
I guess that's a testament to your music, because the assumption is because it feels so personal. It feels like, wow, you're really exposing yourself, or you're putting yourself out there. You're really being truthful with your music, more so than other artists who might say, you know, I'm just gunning for the number one spot, or the lyrics that are a little bit more shallow. I mean, how do you do that? How do you, you know, choose one thing and maybe not choose the other?
I guess usually I make that decision after considering what I think is going to be important for listeners to connect with. I consider the way that people will be hearing the music. I consider the way that they will be perceiving it. And I consider the way that they'll be trying to find themselves within these stories. And if there's something that is personal that I feel like is a universally relatable, or not even entirely universally, but relatable in some capacity lyric, I'll put it in there for the sake of connection. But if there's something that's uber personal that I just think has nothing to do with, or rather is not something that I could see people connecting with, then I probably am not going to put it in song.
Have you been in a situation with your music where you've put lyrics out there that you're like, well, that's something that I want to put out that's private, or that I'm going to put out for, like you just said, you've weighted against whether it relates, and then later pulled it back?
I've almost done that, but I've restrained from doing that, because I do think that once I've written something, if there is something that I feel slightly afraid to share, usually it means that it's the most important thing for me to keep it in the song. That's usually the bit that's going to, I guess, be the relatable bit.
Yeah.
Is the part that scares me. But yeah, I've been tempted to do that, but I haven't done that yet.
Well, Torres is coming to the Lincoln Hall on the 15th to play the Tomorrow Never Knows Music Festival, which will have shows at Lincoln Hall, at Shuba's, at the Hideout. Torres, thank you so much for taking some time out of the tour to talk to us, and good luck with the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.